I'm Dave Cawley, investigative journalist and host of the podcast, Cold. In October of 1985, a woman named Cherie Warren left work at a busy Salt Lake City office
to meet her estranged husband at a downtown auto dealership.
She never made it home. Cherie's car surfaced weeks later in Las Vegas.
In the parking lot of a hotel casino.
No one knows how it got there.
Strange. It was strange.
Both Cherie's estranged husband and her boyfriend raised suspicion for investigators.
I kind of thought that he might have done something.
But no arrests were ever made. In Cold Season 3, we dig into double lives, make new connections in the case, and examine the difficulty raised by reasonable doubt.
We want answers just as much as anyone else.
They have creeps like that now too, so nothing's changed.
That's the new Cold Season 3, The Search for Cherie. Now available anywhere you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News on KSL News Radio 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Good afternoon. It's 5:30 at KSL News Radio. Jeff Kaplan here. We have sunshine, blue sky, a few clouds, 96 degrees. KSL's top story.
Coronavirus and classrooms. Special coverage on Jeff Kaplan's Afternoon News.
Teachers are begging the state school board for changes to on-campus classes. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce is here. Kelly's been following the state board meeting. What changes do the teachers want?
Jeff, they want the state to basically adopt the Davis School District's model, which right now is having half the class in the classroom and the other online, with kids alternating those days. Amy Martin, who teaches in Washington County, thinks districts that require everyone to be on campus are being unsafe.
I have yet to see any plan that truly addresses our crowded Utah classroom conditions. We cannot avoid the challenges posed by movement, proximity, group size, and congestion in our classrooms.
Many teachers told the board their districts are not listening to them. State Superintendent Sidney Dixon is expected to give an update about this shortly. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
The Davis School Board will hold an emergency meeting in half an hour to discuss whether to scrap the half-in-class, half-remote plan that Kelly just mentioned. We'll keep you posted what happens in that board meeting. KSL News Time, 5:31.
The case of Lauren McCluskey.
A group of University of Utah students want to do away with the campus police department. They're holding a small protest saying yesterday's report about sexually explicit pictures of Lauren McCluskey prove the department has serious problems. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
The group Unsafe U coordinated this protest, and a small group of people painted dozens of signs saying, "We don't trust you," and taped them along the university public safety building. Organizers say the statement from Police Chief Rodney Chapman saying the conduct of his officers was unprofessional doesn't go far enough. They want to do away with the U of U Police Department and be under Salt Lake City's jurisdiction.
Chief Chapman says he's happy the students are voicing their concerns and trying to become partners with law enforcement. He says the worst thing would be no communication from the students at all. KSL News Time, 5:32. More earthquakes in Utah. Todd Fuchs has the details.
Yes, Jeff. This time in rural Utah, a couple hours ago, around 3:22 this afternoon, a 3.1 magnitude earthquake shook Vernal, and then less than 30 minutes later, a 3.4 rattled Corin in Box Elder County. Other national stories KSL is following this hour. President Trump was in Ohio this afternoon visiting the Whirlpool factory. He talked about technology and light bulbs.
I put the old bulb back in, and you can use the new one. You can use anything. I guess it's competition. But I particularly like it because I don't look so orange.
Ohio's governor got a big unwelcome surprise on his way to meet with President Trump. Your voice, your vote, 2020. Lindsay Ertz reports from the KSL Elections Desk.
Governor Mike DeWine testing positive for the coronavirus.
That was a big surprise. Obviously could not see the president.
He got the COVID test as ordered by the White House before he was supposed to meet with President Trump near Cleveland. The president in the Buckeye State visiting the Whirlpool facility turned political rally where he bashed his presidential opponent, Joe Biden, who he says broke many promises to the American workers.
The suffering of our workers was met with nothing but cruel betrayal and callous indifference.
From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
Any members of the Senate who were getting ready for vacation next week may want to unpack their bags. as coronavirus relief negotiations are continuing. ABC's Adam Kelsey has more.
The Senate's August recess was scheduled to begin next week, but with coronavirus relief negotiations still ongoing, Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell said Thursday,
"The Senate won't adjourn for August unless and until the Democrats demonstrate they will never let an agreement materialize."
Democrats, meanwhile, continue to blast Republicans for the 2 months of inaction on a relief package after the House passed a version in May. The White House has set a tentative Friday deadline for the talks. Adam Kelsey, ABC News, Washington.
The State Department is lifting its international travel advisory today. This comes around 4 months after warning Americans not to fly abroad because of the pandemic. American travelers are still barred from going to a lot of countries, including those in the EU. Small businesses, which were kept afloat with help from the Paycheck Protection Program, are now dipping into their own savings. KSL News Radio's Heather Kelly explains.
The PPP had limited funds available, and companies could only receive a limited amount. Many owners say they've exhausted their loans and are now taking out mortgages on their own homes, along with using personal funds to keep paying employees and stay in business.
CPA Michelle Francis of iBailey says the first line of defense for many small business owners is to lay off employees. KSL News Time, 5:35.
And a check on traffic. Ricky Meese, you've been getting a workout this afternoon.
I have. Highway 189 is still pretty bad. They are starting to let traffic go through in both directions now, and that's a huge improvement. So hopefully these miles of delay in each direction are going to start clearing out any time now. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
And My Minute of News is on the way next. Stay with us at KSL News Radio.
Midnight.